Talking books this morning with the crew from Wordsmith Bookshop. It's a new bookstore in Galesburg. You haven't been in 235 East Main Street. You'll feel warm and fuzzy and welcome. And there's a book for you in there. There's a kids section. Oh yeah, if you miss magazines, more magazines. You'll look at the magazines and go, wait, did they really have this? Did this many magazines still exist? They do.
They do.
It's amazing. Yep. That's one of the things, Terry Parks, that stuck out to me when I read that you were going to be coming. And I think there was just a blurb about it, and it said what you might have, and over 1,100 magazine titles. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Actually, right now we have about 950 titles out of the 1,500 that we will carry.
And what in the just few weeks you've been open, what has the response been to the magazine?
Wow.
Really? That's great.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that we actually have access to over 4,000 titles.
Sure.
So if you can't find your favorite one on our shelves, let us know so that we can contact our distributor and see if we can get that in specifically for you.
If you're just joining us on Galesburg Live, it's Terry Parks and John Parks, her husband here. John, good morning.
Morning.
And assistant manager of the store, John Henderson. And John, you come from Barnes & Noble.
Correct.
Yeah, assistant manager. How did the Parks family find you to run this thing while Terry learned all the background stuff?
Well, I have to credit my wife for that one. She saw their post on Facebook that they were hiring, and I hadn't seen anything yet. And when we came down here, there wasn't a bookstore anywhere close for me to work at, and so I was kind of doing a few other things. And
wait, were you here before the bookstore opportunity came
up? Yeah, we've been here a little over a year now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you were looking for that passion again?
Exactly. Or, I loved working with books, just like Terry. I mean, I've always had a book with me my whole life. Wherever I'm at, there's a book.
Yeah.
And so my wife saw the post and she's like, you know, it looks like there's a bookstore opening at Galesburg. You should apply for that. And luckily it was like a
what
date.
Did that do to you? That was almost like
exactly.
When John said to Terry, you want to open a bookstore?
Yep, exactly. Yep. And I was like, really? And so she kept reminding me and she's like, have you applied yet? I'm like, oh, no, I got to do that. And so I did. And I think it was the last day that she was accepting applications and I got mine in. And it was great. Just from the minute I walked in, Terry and her mother were in there for the interview. And
those jobs that you get, did it feel good walking in?
Oh yeah.
As soon as you walked in the door.
Yep. Yeah. I walked in and they had the fixtures up. The stock wasn't there yet, but I looked around and I'm like, well, this is a bookshop. Yep.
Yeah.
And so
that's so great.
Yeah. I was so super excited.
Yeah. So, how many weeks in? We're 3 weeks in?
A month?
4 today, isn't it?
Yeah, today.
4 weeks today.
Okay, we got a month in. The Wordsmith Bookshop is down there at 235 East Main Street. Going from a big Barnes & Noble to this, it's kind of got that feel.
It's got a special feel.
Because when you walked into a Barnes & Noble or a store like that, you just wanted to kind of hang out and explore. And you still feel that here in Galesburg with Wordsmith.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, that was always the case. I mean, every time I've been in a bookstore, I'm like, oh hey, I'm in a bookstore. I'm gonna be here for a while, and you walk into one of the big bookstores and you do feel that, but I think this one, because it's cozier. You know, sometimes some of the big bookstores, you do get that feel that you want to spend some time there, and I think that's the books. That's the secret of the books.
But
I don't know. There's something about Wordsmith. It's just you walk in and even when I'm not working, I like to go in there and look around and spend some time. So
as kids, we all escape to something. And mine was like albums and toys and playing outside, of course. But if I had to choose books and records, it was records. John, yours escape was books. I mean, really, as a kid, that was where you went to get out of this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yep. Yeah. I remember when I got my first library card, I was so excited. And then I got my first library fine about a week later when the book was due because I didn't want to give them back.
It's not official until you get that fine.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. That right there, Terry and John, if that wasn't a confirmation that you guys got the right guy, then I don't know.
I knew on opening day that we had found the right guy when we went. We had a ribbon cutting ceremony and we went in to do our first sale and our main computer did not work.
Yeah.
And we had done, I mean, we tested everything prior to, everything was working, went to do our first sale and it didn't work. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Because I had about 15 things going on that day.
Sure.
And John looked over at me and he says, can I call Booklog for you? And I just passed it off to him. And I didn't think another thing about it the rest of the day. And he took care of it within, what, about 20 minutes,
yeah,
I think.
That
and everything. So I knew I had the right person at that point.
That had to make you feel real good.
Extremely, you know, because now I feel like if I need to be someplace else, you know, if I want to go on vacation, if my parents have a health scare, if I, you know, if there's something that calls me away from the store, I know it's in good hands.
Yeah. We'll take a quick break for news and we'll come back with the Parks. But I wanted to say before, because I met the Parks family, Terry and John are here. They're from Kirkwood, but Terry, you grew up in Galesburg, so
I did.
To have a shop here is pretty special for you.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like coming home.
Yeah. And your daughter, Tamara, I met you guys through a Special Olympics. And I just wanted to say, during the break, she told me, I don't know why you didn't say it on the air, but Miss Packer fan over here. Wait, let me get it right, Tamara. State in, you got a gold medal in golf.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
How many gold medals you got in your room now?
I got...
100.
A lot, right? A lot. And then, was it just last week you got the silver in volleyball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tamara.
Thanks.
That's awesome. I don't know how you juggle all of it, but John Parks is here too. John, is your role just support? Are you in the store or you're doing regular job?
Yeah, I do my regular job, plus I'm co-owner.
Yeah, okay.
So I also do maintenance and security systems. And so... She has a little file holder for me, so if anything needs to be fixed, she'll throw it in there. And in the times that I do come into the store, I go and look and see what needs to be worked on or fixed. And
because she doesn't always have time to talk to you. Just, did you check your file? I don't have time now. Yep. Check your file.
And a lot of moral support.
Yes. Yeah.
Most of his work was prior to opening.
Right.
When we had all the construction going on.
Yeah. And he helped out a lot.
So now his portion's pretty much done except for the security and the occasional maintenance. But
and your mom was working. Is she going to be, or was she just filling
in? I can't get mom and dad out of the store.
That is awesome. Because she was your mother is the one I met as soon as we walked in the store. And it was like, okay, they found the perfect person here because we were welcome two steps in. So
she asked me to take bookseller off of her name tag and put PR. She's our public relations person. And then my dad works behind the scenes. My dad is actually my receiving clerk.
Yeah.
And he is just having a great time doing that, I think.
And I ran into Tamara just stocking some books on the other side.
So yeah, Tamara is our inventory control person.
That's awesome.
So she takes a report every day and she goes through to make sure all the books are where they're supposed to be. So it was nice to be able to find a job that she could incorporate into her life and really grasp a hold of and be able to do.
It's a curiosity day at Wordsmith Bookshop. Curious George will be there, photo op. I think there's going to be readings. I bet there'll be Curious George books on sale. I got
absolutely.
Yeah, 9 a.m. they open. It's 235 East Main Street. You'll meet the Parks family along with John Henderson, assistant manager down there on Main Street. More with the Parks family coming up. 7:33 on our first hour of Galesburg Live. We'll take a news break and come back. Strong storms are a possibility a little later. These gray skies, get used to them today.